Well, Mr. Brady, normally by this time, the last week of the district work period, people have gone back to their jobs, their kids are in school. They're not really showing up at town halls. Boy, that's not been the case.
Our town hall meetings are growing larger and broader every week of this August recess. And people have put their kids in school. They have busy lives, yet we have people who've said they've never been to a town hall in their life. Some who've said they've never been involved in politics in their life, but they're not going to stand by and let the government take over their personal, intimate health care decisions. So they're turning out in droves, they're growing in strength, and we're encouraging people to get to our town hall meetings, come to our website, sign up for our e-newsletters, get engaged, and as well as reach out, encourage your friends and colleagues and family to get engaged and speak out. And the American people have a unique opportunity to change the course of this health care and this country by getting engaged this month.
Many people have been complaining that they don't feel like their story is being reported in some places. And now we're hearing that there are actually networks that are not going to be airing simple commercials that oppose this health care plan.
Well, this is a principle of free speech and fairness. The mainstream networks have covered the president almost on a daily basis, almost full infomercials about this health care bill. Yet when groups raise legitimate concerns, they're being blocked. ABC and NBC refusing to run ads that raise these legitimate concerns. I think it's an issue of censorship. And I think it's one of the reasons that sort of that arrogance, how you dare you challenge our health care bill, that's what's driving so much the American public against this bill. And the polls are showing that the American public is not buying this and will not buy this.
Some of the groups that are against this pulled their ads because Senator Kennedy passed away. Meanwhile, we're seeing other things going on that just don't make any sense.
Well, I thought it was appropriate during the passing and the funeral service of Senator Kennedy for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other groups to pull their ads critical of health care. I think that was entirely appropriate. But I think it's inappropriate for Speaker Nancy Pelosi to use the same passing away to launch a $100,000 fundraising effort to buy more ads in support of this health care reform. I just don't think you ought to use the passing of a lion of the Senate to promote your own political agenda. I just think it's wrong.
And people are still coming up with new sections of this bill as they read through it section by section that upset them. And they bring the sections to the town halls. They tell you it by name. They want you to stop it. Now, when they talk about their tax information being used by the health czar, that seems to really upset folks.
Well, one of the big promises in this bill is that you'll get help from the government to buy your health care. You'll get what they call affordability credits. What they don't tell you is that they open up a new avenue for the IRS to go deep into your financial and banking records to determine if you qualify. Most people tell me the IRS is way too deep and way too intrusive in their life as it is. And I think a lot of Americans are growing very concerned as they read deeper into this bill. The IRS is deep enough in our lives, we don't need them more.
Right now, most people are worried if they're going to have any money to pay their taxes at the end of the year. When you see the unemployment rates, they are just staggering.
Media talk about the 9.5% unemployment rate, but if you look just a little closer, you'll see that our real unemployment rate in America is 16%, because a lot of people have dropped out of the labor pool and others are working for a lot less than they had counted on before. And I think it drives home even more so that this stimulus simply isn't working. We were promised millions of jobs. We've lost 2.8 million since it went into effect. We were promised a lower unemployment rate. It's gone up and it's going to go up even higher. Truth of the matter is, people aren't buying the stimulus as a gimmick. Lots of free money getting showered down on the economy. Almost none going to create jobs or to help small businesses survive. That's why I think we need to stop the spending and the stimulus, put that back into the Treasury. More important, keep us from borrowing that money, because at the end of the day, American public have realized that all this spending and debt is actually going to drag down our economy. It's going to hurt jobs.